This is Sarah Tasneem from Sarah Tasneem Advocacy, also found on SF Tasneem at Twitter and Sarah Tasneem Advocacy on Facebook. You're listening to the Frankie Files show on sexuality and society.
You're listening to the Frankie Files, FrankieFilesPodcast.com. Trigger warning. Some people may find topics discussed in this episode difficult. Please proceed with caution.
Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tease, T-E-E-S.
Welcome to Frankie Files Podcast. I'm Frankie Tees. Continuing on this wild and stunning, eye-opening journey of mind control, trafficking, escape from slavery, and more, I am moving forward from Chapter 3, where we left off in Episode 83. Check out the reading list at frankiefilespodcast.com. And sometimes I'll blow past things. This is going to be from this particular cult kid's perspective, this review. As you know, that's what each of us podcasters and writers and orators do bring. The perspective that some may not have. We've taken the time to find various perspectives. Not having grown up in a cult, you might not know some of this stuff. And nuancing it and writing about it, it helps us, you know, to communicate about it. Now, all of us cult kids have a variety of degrees of conditioning. And to start this episode, I want to loop in some notes I took from a brand new, that's right, a brand new correspondence podcast that Kathy O'Brien left on her locals.com website. I'm going to enter the link here. You really must check the show notes for details. This woman is alive. I would yell that, but it's bad microphone etiquette. This woman has valuable information on mind control. This woman is aware that it's a real tool to disable us and had it from birth and then in high gear as a presidential model. It was her career to be mind controlled. How far does it go? That's what our whole season is about. And the torture to accompany the ownership of a person, knowing no one is coming to check on them. But I digress. If I sound like a sycophant here, that's because this may be the one person on the planet I feel knows exactly what I went through, and she had million times worse. But the broad stroke notes are way too similar. If you're a cult kid like me on this journey for answers that counselors in the system have no idea to give you, get on board. Woo-woo! Next stop, Answerville. Peace of mind. As you know, this is a true crime podcast. Starting in February of 2022, I started talking about my trafficking experience and continued to seek answers. Finding that most ex-members who congregate want to talk and describe their experience over and over, I didn't want to stop at explanations of why adults go to cults. I want to get to what happens to us kids that disabled most of us for the rest of our lives. We are not often highly functional members of society after leaving because our conditioning doesn't allow us to fit in. The conditioning would have to be fully broken. It's a different trauma for children of adults who were in cults. They put in weird triggers, which we were not conscious of, to protect themselves and to keep us quiet, either in meditations, while drugging, in my case, or in severe states of trauma, as in Kathy's case. Again, the mere fact she is alive and so level-headed, I'm working on doing that. Some of you really understand me there. Kathy is giving the type of nuggets I've been longing to hear. It is shocking to get them all at once. Just her ability to be here and speak and give us knowledge is a testament to what is in each of us. The human spirit has the ability to survive using love. It's the true gift we each have. Call it what you will. It's there. And she's here. And let's get the word out that she's on Locals free or subscription. Just tell people to go to locals.com and search the words Kathy O'Brien, her name. Brian is B-R-I-E-N. She is under incredible suppression with the algorithm due to the value of this information in recognizing mind control. The powers that be and corporations really don't want that. They've been working so hard to get us numb. Seeing it in our leaders around the world is dangerous to their lazy plan. Episode title on her website, Locals. Have you seen my childhood? I just want to talk about this first before we get into the review. Chapters 3, foreword of the book Trance. Her voice is really awesome. It's a story about her going to a parade. Kathy discusses her childhood and that initial being completely suffocated time, trigger warning, by pedophiles in her life. Everyone in her life, priests, school principal, daddy from birth, were all allowed by her father's consent and profit to abuse her. That's the so-called trafficking setup. I just say good old boys club, the white good old boys club. Then they mesmerized her. This post is on her page now, late February, so it's really recent. Huge info for those of us who dare to care about child trafficking. Dare to care are her words, and I do like them. As you can see, most society has turned away to any mass child violence, and that's why it continues. Kathy says repetition is the most basic form of mind control. Spewing information in large amounts. Well, we can see that happening right now in society. One reason people are driven to medication, it inhibits photographic memory. That helps erase memories of abuse. In her, quote, right to remain silent ritual, a satanic blood ritual that was sealed into her subconscious, she speaks of satanic reversals and injustice. A chosen one programming in MKUltra was repeated. You're the chosen one. Side note, that meant she was elite in being able to be trusted and abused by presidents and leaders of highest levels. Commands from programming seems like voices, she says in the new podcast. While under this type of programming, her smile never reached her eyes. These are some notes I took away. She did not recognize herself in the mirror. I do remember that. Oh my gosh. You look at yourself in the mirror and go, like, what are you doing? Who are you? It's a vacancy. And that's what they want, so they can fill it with their agenda. It's pretty systematic and horrible. She did not recognize herself in the mirror. So part of the circus-like quality to my experience was the required acting, that all this was such an honor. Smiling, lying, playing along while you're dying inside. If you are conscious. She says that in the pain of dealing with all this, a dog is recommended, and she has one. We need free will, free thought, and free expression, she continues. Those are natural states. She says the following are signs of child abuse, that the child is under mind control. So think about what I'm about to read. Signs of abuse, age inappropriateness. The child is acting older than their age in speaking and in attire, maybe even in makeup. The child is dressed and acts like an adult. Dressing inappropriate for the temperature is another one. Sleep deprived, food deprived, and don't notice the temperature. The eyes wide open look, the spacey checked out look, she says these are definitely signs the child may not be safe. The eyes wide open look is because they're wide looking for the next danger that's approaching because it's everywhere, especially at home with both mother and father. Her mother, in the case of Kathy O'Brien, was 100% complicit in the abuse, and it became the family business. I think this is very little discussed, and it is also disgusting. Women do this. My abusers were women and men. Women are complicit in the selling of children, as in this case, It became the family business, child pornography with the man, her helping groom the children. Check out the last two episodes. The parents have to enable these things. The parents are the only defense the child has in this world at that time, and especially before puberty. And if they betray us, there is zero defense against the world. In Kathy's case, and in the case of Sara Tasneem, she was given away by her father, sold in two different manners. One, marriage. One, sold to pedophiles. Check out the last two episodes of the podcast called Was I in a Cult? The topic is cults, presented in a humorous manner. Sara is an activist against forced child marriage, and she is working to help inform governors, congresspeople, etc., legal aspects of child marriage, which is allowed in our United States. Okay, she's from California. So that's a little side note. Just check out Was I in a Cult podcast. They're on Twitter and all apps for listening. You're listening to The Frankie Files. FrankieFilesPodcast.com. Next, Kathy speaks about the Voice of God weapon in the new podcast, and that's what the military uses. I don't know if you ever heard the story of using the Voice of God and saying, put down your weapons, posing as the voice of Allah, and it was like hundreds of soldiers in the Middle East did that. So they've used it, our U.S. military, and people thought it was a voice in their head because it's voice to skull. So she's bringing it up and she's talking about military and PTSD. And if you hear voices, she recommends you write it down. The weapon might be being used. We don't even know. She says if you're hearing things, simply write it out without emotion or judgment. That accesses the logic part of the brain. And by the way, that's handwriting, not typing. If someone tells you this, have them write it out. Military has these tools. Russia has these tools. She mentions that they've been longstanding. If you're hearing things, write it out without emotion or judgment. If someone tells you this, have them write it out. They might be leery of going to psychologists because they were abused in a psychological manner, 100% triggering. Many are hesitant to say anything like that to the authorities because they don't recognize the weapon of voice of God, which has already been used by the military. And Kathy speaks of the Russian development. And, you know, that's decades in. Her exposure to this type of conversation is an unusual look with candor we do not normally experience. They don't live to tell. Well, not in my lifetime. Kathy describes that mind control uses subconscious messaging and symbolism, and subconscious is very literal. Now, I love the term mind control sliding scale, which she uses to describe how we can have similar mild information control in our past and present, or we could have severe mind control in our past, like she did, where they completely controlled her every move, every minute of her life to ensure her slavery, silence, and compliance. Kathy goes on to say that child trafficking is the most lucrative business in the world. Get on her locals.com, search her name, which has free and paid options. And she says she's on there due to lack of censorship offered, unlike some platforms like YouTube.
You're listening
she can't say
to
what
Frankie
she needs
Files.
To say. So subscription
Frankie
allows
Files
her to
podcast.
Do so.
.com.
Her parade moments are simply unbelievable. Thank you, Kathy O'Brien, for that. And I look forward to reading more of her locals.
You're listening to The Frankie Files. FrankieFilesPodcast.com.
Wrapping up chapter 3 here, entering into chapter 4, Kathy begins to recover with the methodology of writing out her trauma that Mark Phillips is using. No emotional limiting TV and radio and magazines until it was finished. Not trying to watch politics so they wouldn't influence her memory and dirty it up. A full-time job for Mark Phillips, rescuing her. Mark, as they are in Alaska, later became a CIA whistleblower. At this time, applies his knowledge of deprogramming after being betrayed by several so-called deprogrammers It really seems a shady business and lucrative, but no guarantee of it working if you don't know what you're doing. And some of these people are exploitive or snitches. The method was non-invasive and non-traumatic. Gee, wouldn't that be the priority? You'd think? So the person can retain what's left of their mind? Apparently, as she cleared out her used-up memory of what had been hidden by the people who owned her, her capacity for cognitive thinking returned. It was all clogged up. That's so incredibly fascinating to me. I learned from Kathy and Mark that those neurons naturally open for us all. Around age 30, there's changes in the brain. That might be a time that memory would start returning as the amnesic wall comes down. This stuff is known scientifically and by people who abuse us, by those who abused Kathy so viciously. Mark went through all the official local channels in Alaska to get Kathy diagnosed as having multiple personality disorder and getting a record that she was sexually abused. He was very upset at the results, and Kathy was relieved to get the proof. He worked at local colleges and sales to get the money to relocate out of Alaska. He and Kathy's daughter, Kelly, admitted to a hospital at that time. An onlooker would say he's dealing with the supernatural, an actual curse. But I now believe, well, yeah, you can curse someone with a group of people acting against them. Kelly fell into coughing states and repeated monotonously, "I have asthma." That was how they tried to program her to self-destruct and stop breathing, keeping secrets she wasn't aware that she was carrying safe. Spy stuff. When it happened, Mark told her a story. That ended the coughing, as the story was a girl running up a hill and falling asleep after reaching the top from exhaustion. She would fall asleep. She would repeat to him, upon awakening, that her dad, Wayne Cox, the CIA serial killer, the same guy who tortured Kathy to train her for sadistic United States leaders, Kelly had been tortured and enslaved from birth. Forcing her to father his child for slavery is another talk altogether. Mark Phillips, the rescuer, then found out, talking to Kelly, Wayne Cox, father of Kelly, was on the phone with Alex Houston, the U.S. senator, who was guiding him through the process of programming her with asthma. She'd been programmed to die when school's out via asthma. They didn't know how to treat her. Due to the fact that Kathy contacted her still alive pedophile dad on ill advice of Mark, what do you know? He was desperate. They needed money to treat this child, Earl O'Brien, the sick man who abused Kathy O'Brien and enslaved her from birth in pedophilia and pornography, turned her into the FBI. They called the Alaska home to say she needed to report to the FBI in Alaska. She and Mark went and were told that she tried to extort money from her father. What a tall tale there. The agent was openly sympathetic and dropped the report, which had originated from the Department of Justice. The agent then, to my shock, secured a cash donation from his Mormon church in the local area that enabled them to leave his jurisdiction. Mark was then interrogated before they departed the office. They tried to speak of a crime his ex-wife was involved in another state. And they were looking for a way to destroy his credibility as he advocated for Kathy O'Brien, MKUltra survivor. They didn't want that to get out. Clearly, one that got away. Again, we're talking 90s, and she had been in this all her life. She was past 30, born in 57. So Mark's wife, later ex-wife, got arrested, and he saw it on Unsolved Mysteries. Wild again. He marveled that the case involved a homicide making news for weeks, whereas Kathy's testimony was buried and never shown on the news, with many more atrocities. This episode is brought to you by my Teespring store. Just find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tease, T-E-E-S. I'm now on Teespring and Printify. There you'll find the links. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or
sunshine, positivity, and reggae, with some whimsy thrown in for good measure. See Frankie T's on TikTok and follow the free coloring download project too. It's survivor therapy. So yeah, get a tea from Frankie T's. T-E-E-S.
Chapter 4, the year is 1990. Mental health is a science barely 100 years, says Mark. It's in its infancy, so great a point. Why then does everyone act like it's so incredibly trustworthy? He says it's rooted in the archaic, the mystical theories of Carl Jung and Freud, leaving out the government-controlled research info on mind control. The term mental health is viewed by most in the arena as an oxymoron. People in care use the term mental hell, and instead of therapist, the rapist. And then Mark goes on to say, and remember, he was in mind science studies in the CIA. It's not without knowledge that he's speaking. He says, quote, in other words, mental health providers themselves are quickly becoming the second group of information control victims. The road to success appears to be blocked for reasons of national security. To date, the model for developing an effective therapy regime for dissociative disorders, which are as a result of repeated trauma, has not been published by either the American Psychiatric Association or the American Psychological Association. The primary factor involves national security secrets. Concerning classified mind control research. Oh boy, this next part. Can I say amen before I read the quote? And I'm not religious, but amen, Mark. Wherever you are out there, rest in peace. In the present climate, he says, publication of the book was 1995. Referring mind control victims to mental health professionals for treatment would be tantamount to subjecting a patient needing delicate surgery to a surgeon who was blindfolded and handcuffed. The knowledge these conditions produced, the private opinion I withheld from Kathy when she professed optimism for Kelly's latest recovery opportunity, which, by the way, side note to listeners, was a psych hospital in Kentucky. Okay, the Kentucky VIP was its name. Hospital administration announced that Kelly's records from Alaska were in error. She's fine. Come pick her up or we'll give her to Kentucky Child Services to find adoptive parents. Wow, threat. The three went back to Tennessee to live. Kelly was homicidal and suicidal, according to three different physicians in Alaska. That was due to the harmonics, torture, and whatever else sex abuse and mind control programming she endured by a serial killer who fathered her and whomever she was pimped out to by her boss, Alex Houston. To help Kelly due to lack of funds, Tennessee demanded temporary custody of Kelly to take her with Medicaid. Mark states that it was extortion for custody. After a two-year process and many lawyers, they got Kelly transferred to Memphis, Tennessee, where she didn't receive the right care but did have empathy from one social worker. Now there was a death threat delivered to Mark Phillips by Metro Police there. The police and FBI had coordinated to spread to locals everywhere they traveled that there were con artists, criminals. That is systemic abuse. Not a surprise with what Kathy knows. The message police told him, you best forget this woman. Walk away from all this now before your health changes. There's nothing wrong with that kid that her father can't fix. She just has allergies. You best forget you ever heard of either one of them. And Mark got that on audio tape. Threats continued constantly. In 1991, Bill Ross provided funding and moral support for an information campaign after the incredible struggle that led them to publishing the book in 95. His final statement of chapter 4 is one I'm going to read you now. Each of us must now take a stand to commit a portion of our individual time and diminishing resources to support the action of groups and individuals who are not afraid to work at taking back our government through mass exposure of its crimes. We must seek new leaders who will be committed to doing the most with the least. These leaders share the battle cry that silence does indeed equal death. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week, heading into Chapter 5, Transformation of America, by Kathy O'Brien. Get the book at author Kathy O'Brien's website, trance-formation.com. I have some show merch that I want to tell you about. If you want it on a t-shirt, men's or women's, if you want it on a sticker, or I'm starting to do digital art that's like $2.50 a download. So check out all my work at frankietees.com. Just look for the word tease, T-E-E-S, once you get there. Can you take a minute to like, share, rate, and follow the show where you listen? Especially on Spotify and Apple. We're on Google, Pandora, YouTube, Acast, and all other apps with the RSS feed. You can also donate to the free show via PayPal. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Frankie Files Podcast, and keep critical thinking. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tease, T-E-E-S. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com.